Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
We want to try and avoid starting a business that requires physical space, which once again, probably leads us very quickly to the online space because we don't need that same investment of cash to have online real estate. Now, to start a business for less than $5,000, we also need to think of a business idea that doesn't require a large investment into products or equipment.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
All right, it's 2025, new year. We're thinking about doing new things, making changes in life, making a bit more money, being able to quit your job, move into something new. And of course, starting a business is something that comes into a lot of people's minds at that time. So we're going to walk through in this video how to start a business in 2025 if you've got $5,000 available to you or less. So the way I'm going to show you, you could actually do it for less than that. We're going to assume $5,000 is what you've got access to. So, you know, it's not a lot of money. A lot of people, are in a position where they'd like to be able to generate more income for themselves, but they don't have a lot of money to get started. And the good news is that you can get a business up and running that can make sales, that can grow, that can be profitable with less than $5,000. So 10 years ago, both myself and my co-host here at the Dropship Podcast, Ben, started online businesses with less than $1,000 each. So back then, Ben was a forklift driver at a Walmart distribution center. He had to start early in the day, pull long hours, very manual job, throwing around bags of dog food. At the same time, I was working a corporate job. So I was in an office all day long. I was working long hours, sort of, you know, often 8+ hours a day, traveling a lot. I used to travel around Australia to different cities. I was away from my family a lot. I had a 3-hour-a-day commute. And was kind of, doing okay financially, you know, not doing badly, but I didn't have a lot of spare money to start a business, and neither did Ben. And so we kind of had to go through a process of evaluating a lot of different options and working out what we could actually do without having to borrow money, which is not something that we wanted to do to start a business, but also without having to spend a massive amount of money, which we would have might have had to save for or something like that. So fast forward from then, we both took that step with $1,000 roughly, got started in businesses. We did that separately to each other. But fast forward to today, we've been in business ever since, continuously. We currently have a portfolio of 9 online businesses. Once again, each of which were started for less than $5,000. Now, not only that, but we've also helped many people do the same thing since. So when we're thinking about starting a business for $5,000 or less, we kind of need to skip past a few things. We need to skip past a lot of business ideas that we could start because we don't have access to the capital required to start them. So a few things we can knock off really quickly. We want to do it without a physical location. So if you need a physical location to do business and where you live isn't suitable to do that, obviously, I mean, you would need to go and either purchase the commercial real estate you need or rent it, both of which are going to set you back a reasonable chunk of money. Even if you're renting, you're still going to have to put up a bond. You might have to outfit that space. You might have to alter it slightly. You're going to have to pay rent often in advance. And so that's going to take up a large chunk of money aside from all of the other things you need to do to get your business started. So that's not really a good option. So we want to try and avoid starting a business that requires physical space, which once again, probably leads us very quickly to the online space because we don't need that same investment of cash to have online real estate. Now, to start a business for less than $5,000, we also need to think of a business idea that doesn't require a large investment into products or equipment. And so this rules out, once again, a lot of physical businesses that you could start. There are a lot of physical businesses out there that are in the offline space that you could start that need a lot of equipment. So if you're going to go and start a cafe or a restaurant, you would need to either acquire an existing one that's already set up, or you would need to go out and buy equipment, which could set you back tens of thousands of dollars or more. So once again, these sort of things are not an option. And similarly, when we think about online businesses, we also want to think about a business idea that we can start that doesn't require, once again, equipment to do it or a large investment into products. So there are online businesses where you might sell products that require you to buy those up front. So if we think about an idea like Amazon FBA is a business model, or a traditional e-commerce business model where you're warehousing products and buying them in bulk and selling them to customers, that's also not an attractive way to start a business if you're very limited from a funding perspective. So ideally, we want to start a business where most of our investment can be made in a way that generates revenue with a quick turnaround, i.e., we don't want to continuously be paying bills before we see any profits. So, for example, marketing expenses, almost any business you start, you're going to need to do some marketing, which is going to eat up a chunk of your money. And you don't want to have a long turnaround time between investing into marketing in a continuous sense and when you get the profit. So, once again, you don't want to pay for marketing for 3 months before you see any money in return. So, we want a business where we can put a little bit of money into marketing but see a return within days or at worst weeks, because that means we can continue doing that without depleting our $5,000 runway too quickly before we see the return. So, really, we need a business that we can get off the ground for less than $5,000 and retain most of that money for investment into direct marketing that provides some early returns in a relatively short time. So once again, we don't want to spend $5,000 to set the business up either, because you need to then find customers for your business. And oftentimes the fastest way to do that is to pay for marketing, conduct some marketing activities, and there is almost always a cost in doing that. So we want to keep that in the back of our mind. And it would also be nice as a bonus, I guess, to find a business idea where we can scale up in a way that is outsized to the investment required. By that, I mean, like, we don't want a business where we get started for less than our $5,000, but to grow it further, we need to invest a larger chunk of money that we don't have yet. Right, and we kind of get stuck at that point. And so once again, sometimes with a business that sells physical products, you know, the investment required to keep it going gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you know, can kind of outpace the rate at which you're actually bringing sales in. And so we want an idea. It would be great if we can have an idea where, you know, we put in a dollar, we get X return. We only have to put in that same dollar to get X return, and we can keep just going up like this. Not like put this in and then wait until we get back up to here in sales and then put in more and more. So we're looking for a business that we can start ideally for less than $5,000 in terms of getting it up and running, so that we have some money to put into marketing to find customers, so that we can start growing the business, that we're going to get a return on in a relatively quick sense, so we can put money back into the business to feed back into marketing to get more customers and so on and such forth without requiring further investment. Okay, so the best way to do this, the business that I want to put forward to you here today for 2025, and to be honest, it's been the best for some time, is called high ticket dropshipping. So dropshipping is a method of e-commerce fulfillment. So when you're running a dropshipping business, you're running an e-commerce business that is a business that sells physical products to customers online. So high ticket dropshipping is selling physical products online that are $1,000 roughly or more in price. So in terms of their retail price, we're selling them from reputable and local brands. So I'm not talking about AliExpress dropshipping or some of the dropshipping that's been popularized more in recent times. We're selling those products which are sourced locally in the country that your business is in the country that your customers are in. So for example, if you're in the US, your business is going to be in the US. The products that you're selling are warehoused in the US, and you're selling them to people who are also in the US, right? If you're in Australia, all of that's in Australia. If you're in the UK, all of that's in the UK. We're selling those products to people who are already searching for them. So we're building a business around existing demand. And this is one of the nice things about high-ticket dropshipping is that you don't have to create demand for the products that you're selling. There is already existing demand, as opposed to some other types of dropshipping where you're selling cheap, crappy products from China to people who aren't really looking for them. You have to create the demand, right? Which is a much harder marketing strategy. It's a much longer marketing strategy, and it's a much harder marketing strategy to get a good return on in a shorter amount of time. Whereas with high-ticket dropshipping, you can almost instantly put your products in front of people who are already searching for the brands that you're selling. And so, enabled to get that shorter return, that quicker time return initially, it's much easier to do that when you have existing demand. Now, this is the best way to start a business for under $5,000 because we can have the business up and running for less than $500. In fact, you can probably even do it for less than $250. So what that means is the business can be at the point of launching to customers, and we still have, of our $5,000, $4,500 left for attracting customers to our website and making sales. So you're in a much better position there than if you spent thousands of dollars to set it up, and then you get to that point and you don't really have any funds left to actually attract people to your store and to use to speed up your marketing. And so once again, even if you are at a point where you don't even have $5,000 and you want to start a business, you can get a high-ticket dropshipping business up and running for $500. So even if you had $1,500 available to you or $2,000 available to you, this is still an option that you can take. We don't have to invest in inventory or equipment to start this business. All you need to do this business is access to a computer, access to a decent internet connection, a phone, which most people these days already have all of these things. So that's all you need. We sell and buy one product at a time, right? And so we don't have an investment into any of the physical products that we're going to sell before we sell them. We don't need to pay for a physical location to do this. So you can do this from your home. You can do this from a library. You can do this from a cafe if you need to. You don't need to rent a special location to this. You don't need a warehouse because our approved suppliers that you'll be working with, the brands that you will be working with, warehouse and ship the products for you. So that part of the equation is taken care of in the beginning. And it's a business that can be scaled up with much smaller steps in investment, i.e. we can invest more as we make more, and we don't need to invest more than what we're making. So, i.e. what I'm saying is, you can use the business profits that you accrue step by step to gradually invest more and more into the business, and you never have to invest significantly larger amounts than what the business is actually making in order to grow the business. So, how do we start a high-ticket dropshipping business? There are five steps that you need to take in 2025 to start a high-ticket dropshipping business. The first one is to identify your niche. And your niche is the person that you're selling to and the ideal customer and the products that they're going to buy from you. So we need to know what we're going to sell. We need to know who we're going to sell it to. And so this is just a case of brainstorming ideas and doing some research to identify an option that fits the sort of criteria that we're looking for. You can do this using Google. You can do this using an AI tool like ChatGPT or similar. And it's simply finding a list of hobbies, interests, passions that people have, or businesses that people operate in the country that you're going to base your business in. So once again, if you're in the US, you can simply go to an AI tool and say, can you please give me a list of hobbies that people have in the United States? Or you could say, can you please give me a list of small to medium-sized businesses that people operate in the US? And what it's going to do is start spitting you out a list of ideas. Now, you can do the same thing on Google. You can go to Google and search lists of businesses in the United States or types of businesses in the United States or hobbies that people have in the United States or interests that people have in the United States. And you're going to find websites that list out just lists and lists of these things. So you're going to go through a list of ideas and you're going to start picking out some where you think, you know, it sounds interesting to you, or you think there might be some products that are over $1,000 that people would use to do them. And then you can, once again, you can do this using AI or Google. You can start making searches around what products people use to do the particular thing. So if I made a search around, I found in my research that there are people out there who are interested in making, you know, making products out of fabric. So sewing, embroidery, et cetera. I'm going to go, I can do this on an AI tool like ChatGPT. Once again, I can go and search, can you tell me, I want to get into sewing. Can you tell me all of the products I might consider buying if I was going to sew as a hobby, or if I was going to start a small business in sewing, tailoring, making garments, et cetera. And what it's going to do is it's going to spit you out a list of products that you would need to buy, right, in order to do that thing. Now, you can take that list of product ideas and, once again, start putting those product types into Google. Now, what Google's going to do is it's going to show you ads from people who are selling those products, and you can see what price do they sell for. So, if I went down the avenue of like sewing, embroidery, garment making, what I'm going to discover is there are a whole range of sewing machines out there from established brands, aka your suppliers, that are over $1,000 in price. There will be some that are below as well, and that's fine. I'm also going to see that there is a particular types of furniture that people who sew often have. Once again, I'm going to see price points that are over $1,000. There's going to be related products like fabric cutting machines. Once again, these are going to often be over $1,000. And then there's going to be commercial sewing machines, which I could sell to people who are producing things that they sell, for example, on Etsy, or maybe they have a small fashion business and they're buying these more commercial machines, which go up to much higher prices. And then I don't just need to do sewing machines. I could do embroidery machines. I could do quilting machines, all of which are over $1,000. So here I have an idea where I've got, you know, products that are over $1,000. People I can see are advertising them online, so I know that people are selling them online. And I can see that there are multiple brands for these product categories, so I know that there are potential suppliers there that I can work with and get approval from to sell their products through my business. So at that point, I'd be satisfied that that is a good idea. And what I'm going to do next is build a website. So we build a website before we reach out to the suppliers. And the reason that we do that is because it shows that we're serious about starting a business. We want to do some work before we start calling suppliers. So I will mock up a website. You know, I'll get some branding done, I'll buy a domain name, set a few things up, all of which cost, you know, tens of dollars, right? You know, you can get a logo and branding done for $50. You can secure a domain name for $10 or less sometimes. You know, you can get a business phone number for a similar price. And so I'm going to put together a website that looks pretty close to what the end product will look like. And if you want to see an example of that, you can go to backyardbloke.com.au. You can go there and have a look at what this type of business might look like. And we use Shopify as the platform. So it's the best e-commerce platform for somebody to build one of these businesses who has zero experience, hasn't built a website before. This is something that anybody can do these days, which is absolutely fantastic. So we're going to set the website up. Once we've got our website set up, we're going to approach those brands that we saw that sell the types of products that we want to sell in the niche that we found. So we're going to put together a list. We're going to go to Google search, and let's say I want to sell sewing machines. I'm going to look for on Google all of the manufacturers of sewing machines. So they're going to have brand names on sewing machines. I'm going to look at other websites that already sell sewing machines, and I'm going to see what brands do they sell. And those are going to be my suppliers. I can go to Google, search for the brand's website, find their phone number, find their contact details, which will be listed online, pick up the phone, I'm going to call them. I'm going to have a really simple conversation with them about becoming an authorized reseller of their products and selling those products on my e-commerce website. Now, these suppliers are waiting for you to call. This is how they move their products. They work with retailers, in this case, you will be a retailer, to sell their products to customers. They don't often deal with customers directly themselves. And for high ticket products, this is very common. So some of those brands that you reach out to in the beginning will say, yes, that's fine. You can sell our products on your website. They'll give you access to a pricing sheet with your wholesale price that you buy at, as well as often a suggested retail price that you sell at. Your profit is the difference between those two things. They'll give you product images. They'll give you all the things that you need to put on your website to sell their products. Now, you'll get some suppliers who say yes in the beginning. You'll get some that say no. And you'll get some that you don't get an answer from at that point in time. But you're going to move ahead anyway. Maybe you've got three. Maybe you've got four. Maybe you've got five suppliers for the types of products that you want to sell. You're going to upload their products onto your Shopify site at that point, which is our fourth step. So we found a niche, we built a website, we've got approved with suppliers, we've got our website ready to launch by uploading our products on there. And then the fifth step that we're going to do. So we've got to this point, step four, here we won't have spent more than $300. So remember, we've got our $5,000. We only spent about $300 to get to this point, or maybe even less. There can be a little bit of variation, but it's going to be something like that. We're ready to launch. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to go and place ads in exactly the same place that we've been using to find out information about the products that we want to sell, Google Shopping. Google Shopping is where one of the places where people go when they want to buy physical products. They go, when people want to buy high-ticket physical products, they don't go onto social media to search for them. They're not on TikTok looking for a sewing machine to buy. They go to Google. They still go to search engines and they search for particular brands of sewing machines if they're familiar with them. If they're not, they search for best sewing machine for commercial, you know, best commercial sewing machine, best sewing machine for beginners, search terms like this, and they find ads for those machines and Google Shopping ads. The customer sees the image of the product. They see the price of the product. And you as an advertiser don't pay until somebody clicks on that ad and goes through to your website. This is called pay-per-click advertising. And so it's a great way to get started because once again, we only pay if we do it right when somebody makes a search term that is very relevant to the products that we sell and they click our ad, which means they go to our website. So in the beginning, we can start with a smaller amount of marketing dollars to start getting some real live customers onto our website. And remember at this point, if we had started with $5,000, we've only spent a few $100s. So we have the rest of that money to put into getting people onto our website quickly with ads. And some of those people are going to buy from us. And so we're going to start taking sales. And when we make a sale, the customer might pay us $2,000 for a sewing machine. We're going to take that payment and we're going to go and place that order for that machine with our supplier. And our supplier is going to sell us that machine for maybe $1,200 or $1,300. And we're going to ship it from their warehouse to the customer. And in that scenario, we're then left with maybe $500, $600, $300 in profit, which we can then use to cover the cost of that traffic that we invested from our $5,000 to get the customer there, and we can use some of that profit to top up our balance again. And then we put more money into the ads, we get more people to the site, we start making more sales, and this is how the business grows. And so those are the five simple steps that you can follow. You can start doing these things right now, and you'll find plenty more videos, episodes on our podcast or videos on our YouTube channel, depending on where you're viewing this, where we take you through a lot of these steps in more detail. But you can follow those five steps now. You can have a business up and running in the next month, a high-ticket dropshipping business up and running in the next month. You can do it even if you have zero experience, online experience, zero business experience. You can do it if you've never set up a website. When I built my first high-ticket dropshipping business 10 years ago, I had no previous experience. I had never set up a website. I had never done any online marketing. I had no background in sales. I had done nothing. I had had a completely offline existence up until that point, and yet I was able to get a business up and running, make progress, and I've been doing it ever since. And we've taken thousands of people through the steps that I've just taken you from, and you know, it's something that anyone can do, which is such a wonderful thing about this business model. If you want to, you know, find out more about how to do what we've taken you through here, we have a free training at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, which is a lot longer than this video, which will take you through those steps that I've taken you through in much more detail. It's very actionable, so you can start following along while you're actually watching the training. As I said, it's free. You can do it now, dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. And look, if you're sitting here watching this at the beginning of 2025, when you're revved up to do something, or even if you're catching this later on in the year, just get started. Have a go at this. It's going to cost you very little just to have a go, just to take those first steps. See if you can find a product or a niche that you'd love to sell in, and then just take the next step. You really have very little to lose here. And if you find that it works for you, it's something you enjoy doing, then this could literally change your life. It changed my life. It changed Ben's life. It's changed many of our students' lives who have been on this show before. People like Holly, like Ben, John Grant, Matt Gemkow, John Murphy, guys that you've seen or people that you've seen on this show. You can go and find their videos on our channel. You can be like those people just by taking the first steps and starting your own high-ticket dropshipping business in 2025.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.